Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Somebody's tried to do something with you. I ain't ever fooled with the blood.
You ever heard of blood sausage or blood pudding?
No, I never
something
did.
Like that.
Blood pudding, I had Mr. Man's. Yeah, you know when Mr. Man's had you kids on some hog. A lawyer from Montgomery,
yeah.
He asked me, he said, here, let's have a blood pudding. I said, I don't want to see that.
See, you can't save the blood out of a hog or nothing unless you use it as a slaughter pen.
Did you know, yesterday we were talking about head cheese. Did you ever take the juice from the head cheese and stir it up with cornmeal or maybe some hog meat and cook it? And then after it gets cold, slice it up and fry it?
That's what we call the
sauce.
That would just be the sauce.
You see, you take that and slash it and fry it and eat it. With cornbread.
Have you ever heard of scrapple?
Sausage.
It's just scrapple.
Scrap meat?
Scrapple.
I never heard of that.
Or cripple? Scrapple or cripple? Never heard of that? Okay. If you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, how would you say it tasted?
I'd say it tasted bad and rank.
Rank. Did you ever say it might be rancid?
That's right.
Just rancid. What do you call thick sour milk that you keep around that you can use?
Buttermilk. Sour milk.
Have you ever heard it called clabber?
I've seen it. Clabber, that's right.
Do you know what you can make out of the clabber?
That's my biscuits. Drink it, make bread out of it.
You know, some people, you put this on salads. It's kind of white-looking stuff.
That's right.
What do you call that? The stuff that you might put it on a green salad or a fruit salad or something like that.
Mayonnaise.
It's not mayonnaise. It's kind of,
cream. Sour cream.
Not exactly. It's more of a solid substance than that. You know, you ever had any cottage cheese?
You go
to sleep again.
No, I ain't.
General, after you got through milking the cows, what was the first thing that you had to do with the milk to get all the dirt and impurities out of it?
Oh, in the cow's bay.
Once the milk was in the pail, what did you have to do with it?
Strain it.
Yeah, and that'd get rid of all the dirt.
That's right.
And impurities. Have you ever had anything after you finish the main meal, a kind of a dessert, you know? It's not exactly like a pie, but it's baked in a deep dish, you know, and it has maybe made of apples with a crust on top. What would you call that?
Apple pie.
Apple pie, or if it's not exactly a pie, maybe it might be thicker than a pie, you know?
Yeah.
Or, except, you know, it might have several layers of fruit. Would you call that anything except a pie? Maybe a made out of peaches or apple, and it's not exactly a pie.
Well, I always did call that dessert.
Yeah.
After you eat your meal, that is special afterwards, you know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever call it apple cobbler? Never.
I didn't have.
Not apple cobbler. Okay.
That's what it was.
Well, if somebody has a real good appetite and really likes to eat, you might say, look at him. He sure likes to put away the
food.
Put away the food.
That's
Have you
right.
ever heard anybody say, he sure likes to put away his victuals?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think.